This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com and CBS HQ. You hear him on the network every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern with Eye on Fantasy Football. He's been on the bench forever, waxing poetically. From down in Florida, I take it, it's Jamie Eisenberg. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm turning the corner. So we got a lot of fans that want to talk to you. Obviously, you're the best at doing fantasy football. So I just want to elaborate really quick that fans suck at it, and that's okay. I suck at it, too. But Jamie doesn't. He's awesome. So you are terrible. You can't pick. You can't trade. You can't start, sit. You don't know what you're doing. You're losing. Your friends are making fun of you. Your buddy's sleeping with your wife. I mean, honestly, dude, it's time to just give it up, drop the pants, call Jamie, and let him handle your fantasy problems, and then you'll start winning cash, and then your chick will come home. There you go. Let's start with Trey. And by the way, I just want to get this out of the way really quick. You're doing fantastic, Jamie.
I'm doing great.
And, Mafia, are you doing fantastic tonight? I mean, how are you?
Incredible.
Is Carver High doing good? Because I know he's on the phone. He's giving me thumbs up. He's doing fantastic. So now that we know that everybody's doing fantastic, nobody has to, you know, say, how you doing, Jamie? How you doing, Pharrell? Or all that. Because we're all doing just happy, fantastic, you know, lollipop city. So we're all so happy that we can just get right into the fantasy. So dive right in and ask questions. Call now or forever hold your peace. Two halves. This is the first half. Kickoff, Trey, in New York, per usual, the man, the myth, is on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Have a drink. It's been a long week of work.
Get him a beverage in the Pharrella Pub.
Thank you. 1 point PPR. I need to start a running back. Latavius Murray, Kerryon Johnson, James White, or Edo Smith.
It's a good group. It's always good to hear from you, Trey. I think James White just in PPR is the safest bet. Just the one thing you want to keep an eye on is if Rex Burkhead is going to play, because that just throws another wrinkle into it. So if you're a little concerned about James White, then maybe go Latavius without Alvin Kamara there. But as of right now, I'll stick with James White in PPR.
There you go, Trey. Have a good weekend. Mike in San Jose.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I have a trade question. I'm looking at maybe getting a little bit better at my wide receiver. I've got Kenny Golladay and then just kind of a bunch of other guys. I'm looking at maybe trading Deshaun Watson and Greg Olsen and picking up Keenan Allen and Josh Allen in a full PPR. What do you think?
I mean, it's hard to give up on Deshaun Watson, but, you know, Josh Allen's got a good stretch of games coming, and you're buying low on Keenan Allen at the right time because at some point there's going to be a target boost, and with the target boost will come a production boost. So if you can afford losing Deshaun Watson and you're happy with going with Josh Allen, then that's a good move to make.
All right, Mike, let's go to Ulysses in Miami where Jamie is. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
My wife is sleeping actually with my best friend, so fantasy is the only thing that's keeping me happy. Here we go. I got 1 point PPR. I need a flex. Hunter Henry, McLaurin, or Kerryon Johnson?
I mean, after seeing what Hunter Henry did last week, it's hard to, you know, go away from that. You know, 9 targets, 8 catches, 100 yards, a touchdown. This is probably actually a little bit of a better matchup because the Titans have struggled with tight ends. So I would probably lean that way. I'm a little bit concerned about McLaurin just with the matchup against San Francisco. They allow the fewest receptions to receivers, and I think Case Keenum is going to be running for his life. So Kerryon, you know, sort of just touchdown dependent at this point. So I think Hunter Henry's your best bet.
All right, there you go, Ulysses. Have a killer weekend. 855-212-4227. Kenny in South Carolina, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for taking the call. I wanted to ask you, I'm getting killed with injuries here, so I need two of these three running backs, Mixon, Hyde, and Breida, full-point PPR.
Full-point. I think Breida's probably your best bet. You know, Hyde and Mixon don't really catch the ball a ton, But Hyde's, I think, is just a little bit of a better spot right now because that offensive line's a disaster for the Bengals. I think they're going to get blasted with all the injuries they have on defense. So Jacksonville, I think, is going to be playing with the lead, and that's typically bad news for Mixon. So I probably would go with Hyde and Breida there.
There you go, Kenny. Todd and DC on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jamie. Go Gators. Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, also John Brown. I'm worried about like Julio Jones up against Jalen Ramsey. So who should I start out of those three?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if Jalen Ramsey is going to, you know, shadow Julio. You know, I don't know what Wade Phillips will have him do in this defense. You know, just keep in mind that the opposite side of the field is now very wide open because they lost Talib, they traded Peters, and they bring in Ramsey. So, you know, I think we're going to find out that the other side opposite Ramsey is going to be a target spot. So if they just leave him on one side, then they'll move Julio around. He'll be fine. I'd stick with Julio, and then I would start John Brown over Ridley just because the matchup against the Dolphins is so good.
There you go, Todd. Expert advice from Jamie. Don't forget you can catch his show Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. I am Fantasy Football. Zach in Wisconsin, you're on a bench.
What's up, boys? I got two questions. I got to go with McCaffrey on bye. I got to go with either Miles Sanders or I picked up Mark Walton. And then for flex, it's either Ridley or Alan Lazard.
Yeah, I'd stick with Ridley. I do like Alan Lazard. I think it's a good opportunity for him with all the injuries to the Packers receivers. But Ridley still in what should be one of the higher scoring games is probably the safer bet there. I don't want to trust Mark Walton. You know, I know he had a decent game last week. It was against Washington. They were at home. Buffalo's going to blast them. So, you know, I just think you're better off not playing Mark Walton than with the other guy.
All right, Zach. Justin in D.C., you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, so I got a flex question. So half-point BPR, Jamison Crowder, Latavius Murray, or Hollywood Brown?
I think he was flying in one of those Snoopy helicopters.
I thought he was in helicopters. I was about to ask you that. I think Latavius Murray's in a good spot. You know, it's a tough matchup against the Bears, but, you know, with Alvin Kamara in there, you know, you're going to see probably the six or seven catches that Kamara's been getting. He's at least six catches in three or four games. You know, he's probably going to be in line for about 12 carries, you know, so probably 18 to 20 total touches. And the Bears just lost to Team Hicks. And I know it's a tough spot for the Saints on the road, but I just think the touches are in his favor over the other guys.
All right. James in New Jersey, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you, Jamie? I have two questions. Question number one is Josh Gordon's out. I need to pick somebody up between Dorsett, Auden Tate, or Lazard. And my second question is, I need a defense between the Titans, Seahawks, Houston, or the Colts.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the Titans just with the offensive line woes that the Chargers are dealing with. You know, we'll find out if Russell Coon's going to play for them, but I still think the interior of that offensive line's a mess, and the Titans at home, you know, they've been so up and down, but they're still probably going to be able to get to Phillip Rivers a couple times. In terms of the receivers, you know, they're all kind of in the same boat. Actually, you know, adjusting my rankings have been very, you know, similar. Tate and Dorsett actually back-to-back with Lazard a few spots behind. I just think Dorsett against the Jets, he already beat them up once. If Gordon is out, that's going to be a good start for him. If you're just looking at it, though, not trying to wait till Monday because Gordon could play unless he's ruled out, you know, but if it's a game-time decision, then I'd play Auden Tate just to be safe.
All right, so just an update really quick. I'm watching this Rodriguez-Stevens fight, UFC in Boston, and it's very violent after the first round. And at the end of the round, Rodriguez stuck his tongue out, and in honor of that, Stevens grabbed his package and started, you know, pulling on it so that, you know, he doesn't realize he's on ESPN right now. Like, dude, like, what are you doing with the crotch grab on national television? He's just, like, grabbing his junk and saying hello, and everyone's just watching him act like an idiot. Like, just, you know, can we not have the package grab on television, please? So that, do you remember these two? Didn't they do the whole homophobic slurs in the hotel lobby, too, right? Weren't they accused of that?
Yeah, they did.
These two idiots. I mean, grow up. Grow up. Jesus. I mean, I know you're a fighter and you're a bum, but, I mean, just, you know, fight and be a man and don't be an idiot. I mean, they act like absolute goons. It's, like, unbelievable. And this guy is in big trouble right now. Do you think he's going to stop this fight? He's getting killed.
Getting close to it.
I mean, he's getting his head taken off. Jamie's like, what is happening here? I thought we were talking fantasy. I'm watching some guy getting his head taken off. There's violence, so it's very important that I see the violence. Dan in Milwaukee, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I need a flex, half-point PPR, James White, Mike Williams, or D.D. Westbrook.
Yeah, I think James White's your best bet. You know, any PPR scoring is going to favor him. You know, he's always in line for, you know, 7, 8, 9 catches sometimes. Hopefully he finds the end zone. Again, like I said earlier, Rex Burkhead kind of sort of throw a wrench into this thing in terms of how the Patriots backfield will go. But I think his role is locked in, and with the receiver injuries being what they are, that's a go-to spot for Tom Brady just as a safety valve. So I think he's just safer than Mike Williams, and D.D. Westbrook's banged up right now.
All right, Dan, have a good weekend. Tony in Houston, H-Town, you're on the bench with Jamie Eisenberg.
Yes, sir. Everybody's talking about Latavius Murray, and I got one too. Half-point PPR, and choose either Latavius Murray or David Montgomery, please.
Yeah, I'd go Latavius there, you know, even in the head-to-head matchup. I think the touches will favor Latavius. The matchup's a little bit better for him just because the Saints have been so dominant against the run. And you never know what's going to happen with David Montgomery. If it's going to be a wait till the end of the game to use him, they'll use him early in the game and then go away from him. It's just been so inconsistent. So I think Latavius being thrust into the starter role is a good spot for him.
All right, there you go, Tony. Jose in Houston as well.
Yeah, I need two of these four in a standard league. Lazard, Ridley, Murray, and... can't believe I'm saying I'm hesitant to play him, but Le'Veon Bell.
Well, Le'Veon's the best one of that group, you know, so I think he's your easy one. The other one's a little bit, you know, trickier. I think I'd probably go with Calvin Ridley there just with the matchup against the Rams. And, you know, hopefully he avoids Ramsey enough to still be successful and find the end zone. You know, it's happened more times than not for him in his career, so I think it's a good spot for him.
All right, second half coming up. Get your calls in now, 855-212-4CBS. Jamie Eisenberg's the best at fantasy, better than you. Time to call and have him help set your roster for Sunday on a bench. Jamie Eisenberg is the best at fantasy in the country. Everybody knows it. All the other fantasy hosts are very jealous of him. They hate him and wish ill will on him and his family, which I find very highly unfortunate. But we love him on the bench, and you can hear him every Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. You hear him every Friday night on the bench for a couple decades now, basically. Here he is, second half kickoff. We're taking your calls. You don't have to ask how we're doing. We're all doing terrible. Steve in Fairfax, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jamie, in the standard league flex position, should I go with Auden Tate or Joe Mixon?
You know, I think Auden Tate is in a better spot. Mixon's struggling. That offensive line's bad. And I know it obviously works in the same, you know, conjunction with Auden Tate. But I think you're going to see a situation where the Bengals are throwing and Tate, you know, seen an uptick in targets the last couple of games without Don Ross in there. So I like him better than Mixon.
All right, Steve, have a good weekend. Dan in Toronto, north of the border.
Hey, Jamie. I have McCaffrey out this week, unfortunately. So 4 points PPR league. You had two running backs between Peterson, Gore, and Cohen.
Who was the last name you said?
Cohen, off Chicago.
Oh, Cohen. Yeah, I wouldn't play Peterson. You know, it's just against San Francisco, it's going to be tough. I know he was good last week, but, you know, he's just the easy one to avoid there.
All right, Dan, let's try Corey in Michigan. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, Jamie, quick flex question for you. Melvin Gordon or Hunter Henry? It's kind of hard to say with these Chargers right now.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the one that's productive. You know, Henry comes back last week, and, you know, in one game, he's better than what Gordon has done in two. And I think that'll be the case moving forward, just with the way that the Chargers are operating and the matchup against the Titans. I think Henry's the easy choice there.
All right, there you go, Corey. 855-212-4CBS, 4227 to get on with Jamie. Dave in Wisconsin.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we're looking forward when you guys get to Wisconsin. We're going to show Carver a good time. As Packer fans, it's called the Green Bay Harbor. Curse splash. Tyler Gabriel, my friend. What do I do, God, Jamie? I mean, can I pick him up? New Orleans sucks against the slot receivers, and I need help. Is he worth the pickup, or is there somebody else out there?
I mean, you can obviously pick him up. You know, he's the last time we saw him, he scored 3 touchdowns against the Redskins. You know, it's just hard to trust Trubisky if he's going to start with the shoulder injury, how good he'll be. Yes, the Saints have struggled with some slot receivers, but they've been a little bit more talented than Taylor Gabriel. So
you know, I go look to see, obviously, if Alan Lazard is available. I like his situation a little bit better. Adam Humphries, now that Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback, I think he's in a better spot. Ben Pettis, I think he's going to see a boost in production coming up here. So there are a lot of guys I like better than Taylor Gabriel, but if you're in a deep league and he's the only one that's out there that's attractive, then go get him.
All right, let's try Greg in beautiful Alaska.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. This is a PPR league. I have kind of a wide receiver slash flex question for you. For my wide receivers this week, I have Boyd, Ridley, McLaurin, and Lazard. And I also have Eckler hanging out there. So I'm wondering which wide receivers should I start and who should I throw on the flex? Thanks.
Yeah, I think Boyd and Ridley are the easy choices at receiver, and then it comes down to McLaurin versus Eckler. Look, McLaurin's been more successful lately. It's just a matter of, you know, how good he'll do against a very tough defense for San Francisco. So I would actually lean toward Eckler, but, you know, it's really a toss-up. I just don't like the matchup for Case Keenum and the Redskins offensive line. I think San Francisco, the fact that it's in Washington, is probably the only saving grace for him. So I would lean toward Eckler, but if you want to stick with the hot hand of McLaurin, I understand it.
All right, there you go, Greg. 855-212-4CBS. Mac in Eugene, Oregon.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Jamie? How's it going, Scott? Can you pour me a cold one? I run a brewery in Eugene. I need another one.
Get him a beverage, please. He's very thirsty.
thank you, go. Thank you.
Yep.
So two separate leagues here, guys. I got three separate questions I'll do real quick. Both are flex. I have Amari Cooper, which I didn't even know if he was going to play or not. It sounds like he is. David Montgomery or Jamal Williams. The other question is, do I drop Emmanuel Sanders, pick up Mark Andrews? And then in the second league, flex, Kenny Galladay, McLaurin, or Edmonds?
Yeah, I'll go backwards. I think Galladay is your best bet there. It's a tough matchup on paper, but we've seen Minnesota struggle with receivers. So I think Galladay, just the way that he's playing right now and the targets that he'll see, is your best bet there. Yeah, if you can drop Sanders after he's played, if you're allowed to do that in your league and you can get Mark Andrews, I don't know why Andrews is on waivers in any league, given the tight end position, how scarce it's been with guys that have been productive, and he's one of the best. And then your first one, I'm drawing a blank on what you asked already, so I apologize. go get Andrews and stick with Galladay.
All right, there you go. Matt in Virginia Beach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Pretty simple question here. I just scrambled on and picked up free agent Latavius Murray. So who am I going to go with here this week, Marlon Mack or Latavius Murray? PPR, yeah, full PPR league.
Yeah, I mean, the PPR makes it a little bit closer, but I just think you've seen the Colts and what their MO is all season. It's, you know, lean on that offensive line, limit Jacoby Brissett from, you know, having to throw more than 25 to 30 times. And Marlon Mack, when he's been healthy, has been fantastic, and he's rested coming off of his bye week. So I think Marlon Mack's a little bit safer than Latavius, but the PPR scoring does make it closer. I just think that, you know, you go with what we've seen so far as opposed to what we may not know from Murray. And I remember what the previous guy was. He wanted to know about Cooper playing, and I think if Cooper does play, that's the guy you go with in your flex spot.
All right, there you go. Nice recovery there on the early Alzheimer's. Three calls left.
It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm losing a little bit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jamie. Happy birthday to you. Ed in L.A.
Yes, can you give me a hot sake?
Get him sake. He wants shots of sake.
Yes, thank you. I have a tight end question. My tight end Cook is out, and I got to pick up a tight end. So should I pick up Delanie Walker, Kyle Rudolph, or Luke Wilson?
You know, I mean, just based on what should be the best guy is Delanie Walker. Wilson's clearly a wild card now without Will Disley in there. Rudolph, you just can't trust. If you want to take a swing at the fence of somebody, the Jaguars are going to activate their rookie tight end in Josh Oliver, and they're playing a Bengals defense that is just completely torn apart by injuries. They're down Carlos Dunlap. They're down Drake Kirkpatrick. They're down a couple other members of their secondary. It could be a wild card situation where Gardner Minshew hits Josh Oliver for a score. Would not shock me. Maybe also take a look to see if Dawson Knox, the tight end for the Bills, is available because the matchup against Miami and just the Dolphins are so bad. So those are two young tight ends you could pivot toward. But if you wanted to stick with the three guys that you're looking at, I'd go with Delanie Walker.
All right, two left. Eric in Green Bay.
Yeah, can I get a champagne of beers to start off?
Can we get him a Miller, the champagne of beers? I got a... There you go.
All right, perfect. PPR league, I need a flex player out of some of these, one of these four players. Do I trust Allen Robinson? Do I go with Lazard, Singletary, or Metcalf from Seattle?
You know, I think Singletary might be your best bet. You know, he hasn't played since week two, but in the two games that he's appeared in, he scored 11 or more PPR points. It's the Dolphins. They're terrible. He went to FAU, so maybe he grew up a Dolphins fan. I'm not exactly sure, but, you know, there's always that, you know, wild card thrown into it. I just don't think there's any standout guys of this foursome, and, you know, Singletary's got the best matchup on the table.
All right, there you go. And finally, Rick in New York. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Jamie, how you doing? What up for Rizzo?
Hey, man.
What's up? Hey, I got PPR. Now that my boy Kamara is out, I'm scrambling. I got Chase Edmonds. I need three of these four. Chase Edmonds, Aguilar, Kenny Stills, and Devontae Parker, since my boy Kamara is out. Three of four in a PPR. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably Parker's the one you want to sit there. Just, again, with the matchup against Buffalo and the way that the Dolphins, you know, are probably not operating with Ryan Fitzpatrick starting. If you just need one of those guys, though, I mean, Edmonds is clearly in a spot that he could be fantastic if David Johnson's out. But I think you said you just need to sit one, so sit Parker. But if you need to play one, then hopefully Chase Edmonds gets the start for here's sake, and David Johnson sits.
Does Florida win at Williams-Brice tomorrow against South Carolina?
Of course.
All right, slow down. Check out Jamie Saturday night at 10 on CBS Sports Radio, Eye on Fantasy Football. Jamie, killer stuff. We'll see you again next Friday. Thanks for coming on the bench. Enjoy the game Sunday.
You got it. Go Gators.
All right. Screw you, Jamie, honestly. Always cheering for those femmy Gators.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.